Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody else around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. Now, the first thing I want to know is what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is out, the sky is blue, and it's just a little windy outside. But otherwise, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. And it's a beautiful day to be in Las Vegas, except you got to wear a mask everywhere you go. Well, that's all around the country, so, you know, because the virus is still here, and we're fighting the virus with everything we have. So they've passed out the vaccination for the virus. We have 2 different vaccinations that are going out to all the first responders, all the nurses and the doctors in the hospitals. And anybody that's 65 years or older is getting the shot, especially if you're in a long-term care facility. You're getting the shot. So to everybody that's in the long-term care facility, I say good luck. And hopefully you're getting good care, and they're taking good care of you so that you can have fun your last days of life. Because most of the people in the long care facility, that's where you're going to die. So I want you to have a good time before you go. So smile and grin in bed and enjoy all the activities that they have going on in the long care facilities for you. Because that's what makes life fun. It's the things that you do and the things that you don't do that will get you through life with a smile on your face. So, let's talk NFL football. Well, the first round of the wild card playoff happened this past weekend. They had 3 games on Saturday, and they had 3 games on Sunday. And then next week, they will have 3 games on Saturday, and they'll have 3 more on Sunday to determine who's going to go to the AFC championship game and to see who's going to go to the NFC Championship game. So they have 6 games, and then we'll decide on who's going to the finals of the National Football League. All right. Well, this weekend, DJ Papa D, who played on Saturday this week? Can you tell us?
That's a good question. Saturday, the first game was the Indianapolis Colts and the Buffalo Bills. The Bills beat the Colts 27-24. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Bills but under.
All right. That's a win for G Money. Was that AFC or NFC?
The Bills are in the AFC.
AFC. All right. They look good. Buffalo, I'm counting on you to go to the Super Bowl, at least to be a contestant in the Super Bowl. All right, that's AFC. All right, the next game that happens Saturday afternoon.
The Los Angeles Rams beat the Seattle Seahawks 30-20. You bet on Rams and over. And it was Rams and over.
All right. That's another win for G-Money. All right. Is that the NFC or the AFC?
That is the that's the NFC. Game is in the NFC.
Okay. So we have one AFC game and we have one NFC game. Okay, who was the last game that played on Saturday?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Washington football team 31-23. You bet on it, so it was Buccaneers and over, and you bet on Buccaneers and over.
All right, that was another win for G Money. I'm 3-0. For the playoffs, y'all. So if you listen to what I suggest, you can make some money in the sports book. All right, I'm 3-0. And Tampa Bay and the Washington football team, is that NFC or AFC?
That's NFC.
NFC, okay. So we had 2 NFC games and 1 AFC game. Okay. So Sunday's game, who played, and who was the first game that played on Sunday?
The first game, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Tennessee Titans 20-13. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens, but under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. I bet on Baltimore to win. And I'm expecting Baltimore to go far in the playoffs. But who knows what the other teams have in store for Baltimore. But they played a good game. It was a real good game. All right. Is that AFC or NFC?
That is AFC.
Okay. So that's the AFC game. So I guess we have 2 more games. One is going to be an AFC game, and one will be an NFC game. So the next game, I think, was the New Orleans Saints versus the Chicago Bears, if I'm not mistaken. Is that the next game?
That is the next game. New Orleans Saints beat the Chicago Bears 21-9, you bet on Saints and over, and it was Saints, but under.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of scoring in that game. It was a defensive struggle, but it was a good game. So I was really happy with the outcome because I bet on the Saints, and I'm still thinking the Saints are going to go to the Super Bowl. So are they NFC or AFC?
Saints are NFC.
NFC. Okay. So I got the Rams with the NFC, and I got the Saints with the NFC. Okay. And then I got Buffalo with the AFC. And I got to get another AFC team. Okay. So that's a win for
Baltimore.
G-Money.
Yeah, Baltimore with the AFC.
Oh, Baltimore is AFC, but I don't think Baltimore will make it to the finals. So I think they played good this past weekend, but I think that's it. Next week they'll get beat. All right, so who was the last game they played? Oh, I know. It was Pittsburgh and Cleveland played the last game of the playoffs, and both of those, are they NFC or AFC? They're AFC.
Cleveland Browns, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are in the AFC.
Right. Okay. And what was the final score to that game? I think Cleveland put a whooping on Pittsburgh.
The Browns beat the Steelers 48-37. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Browns and over.
Yes, sir. That's another win for G Money. So that gives me 6 in a row. 6-0 was that what I was saying? That's how it had to go. It had to go 6-0. So I'm ready for the playoffs now. I know the teams, and I know who's gonna win and who's gonna go home. It's either win or go home now. And that's what they're playing. So I got 6 winners so far. So we'll see what happens this weekend. On Thursday, we will give you the report on who's going to play in the second round of the playoff. All right. That'll be the divisional playoff this weekend on Thursday. I'll let you know who's going to play on Saturday and Sunday this week coming. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more in a minute.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby. I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
For you. the firm and the creep in your right and wrong stand. There's a midget standing tall, and the giant beside him about to fall.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. Sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, because now it's time for you to listen to a story. But before I tell you the story, I want to sing a song to you. It's called G-Money Slide. Step to the left. Step to the right. Step to the left. Step to the right. Step to the left. Step to the right. Then slide. Then slide. Then slide. Then slide. Do the swim. Do the mashed potatoes. Do the funky chicken. Step to the left, step to the right, step to the left, step to the right, step to the left, step to the right, do the mashed potatoes, do the funky chicken, do the moonwalk, do the robot. Do the funky chicken. Do the freak. Do the worm. Step to the right. Step to the left. Step to the left. Step to the right. Step to the left. Step to the right. Do the cha-cha all night. Do the cha-cha all night. Do to the left, step to the right, step to the left, step to the right. Then break it on down. Hop around like a frog. Hop around like a frog, like a rabbit. Hop, hop, hop. Go down and hop up. Go down and hop up. Like a frog. Like a rabbit. Like a frog. Like a rabbit. Then do the funky chicken and slide to the left. Slide to the right. Slide to the left, slide to the right, then back it on up, back it on up, back it on up, back it on up. Do the cha-cha, cha-cha-cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha-cha-cha, all night long. Cha-cha, 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 cha-cha. Cha-cha, cha-cha, all night long. Do step to the left, step to the right, step to the left, step to the right. Do the freak, do the freak. Back it on up, big booty girls, back it on up. Do the freak, do the freak. Step to the left. Stepping to the right, stepping to the left, stepping to the right. Do the Roger Rabbit, do the Roger Rabbit. Step to the left, step to the right, step to the left, step to the right. Do the funky chicken, do the funky chicken. Do the swim, do the swim, do the worm, do the worm, do the bump, the bump. Big booty girls, do the bump. Do the bump. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up. And do the bump. And do the bump. Step to the left. Step to the right. Step to the left. Step to the right. Do the cha-cha, 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 cha-cha all day long. Cha-cha, 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 cha-cha all night long. Cha-cha, 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 cha-cha all day long. Cha-cha, 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 cha-cha all night long. Break it on down. Big booty girls, break it on down. Big booty girls, break it on down. Step to the left, step to the right. Step to the left, step to the right. Now let's lock. Let's lock. Let's lock. Let's lock. To the pop lock, pop lock, pop lock to the left, pop lock to the right, pop lock to the left, pop lock to the right, pop lock, pop lock. Now lock to the left, whoa, to the right, whoa, to the left, whoa, to the right, whoa. Let's lock it down, lock it down, lock it down. To the knees, to the shoulders, to the knees, to the shoulders. Now pop lock to the left, pop lock to the right, pop lock to the left, pop lock to the right. Do the worm. Slide it on up. Back it on down. Slide it on up. Back it on down. That's the G-Money slide all over town. G-Money slide all over town. Get down now. Get down now. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, ha, 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 ha. Now you know. G-Money fossil. G-Money slide all day long. All right. DJ Papa D. Today, well, Saturday, was my fraternity anniversary for Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We were founded January 9th, 1914. At Howard University in Washington, D.C. So, in honor of my fraternity, I want to say, go, Mom! Which is a secret code for all my brothers that know what it means, and to all my sorority sisters that know what it means, I say, go, Mom! Go, Mom! Go, Mom! Go, Mom! Go, my brothers. Go, my sisters. Go, Mob. Go, Mob. Now, for the sake of my brothers, we're going to play a song called Drop the Brick. Drop the Brick. And DJ Papa D plays the song Drop the Brick. And then we'll play Sigma Step Mark song. Drop the brick. Then drop the brick. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute or so.
It was 12 I'm guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Today, I'm celebrating my January 9th, 1914 initiation to my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. It was founded in Howard University in Washington, D.C. So it was Saturday, but I'm celebrating it today on my radio show. And all of my sorority sisters from Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated and all my fraternity brothers from Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated should be listening to my radio show, and they should be celebrating along with me. Now, I want to play another song for your listening pleasure. I want to play the Sigma Step song, and I want it to rock the house, because that's what we used to do. We say, Sigma, get down, calling all Sigmas to the floor. Oh, my baby. All right, DJ Papa D, play my song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show, and I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979, after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. The whole year we marched. And we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
My friend!
Brother!
Line brothers.
Brothers. My Sigma brothers. Brothers. My Sigma brothers. Calling all Sigmas to the floor. Oh, my baby.
Dog on the yard. Let's step down, huh? Let's
throw down. Step, 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 clap, 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 step, step. Get down insane, get down insane, get down insane. Whoa, 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 my fade out. Whoa, 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 my fade out. Bob Hayden Sigma in the house. Bob Hayden Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we swooped.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. Came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd, they said, get down insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting around the world so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. Because this story is going to be a very interesting one, I'm sure. So, DJ Papa D plays a story for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Hello, I'm Gregory Gerard. Well, in 1978, I graduated from Los Angeles Harbor College, and I transferred to a four-year university in Northern California called University of California at Davis, UCD, and I became a member in December December 17th, 1978, I pledged Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and I became a member of the frat that wears blue and white. And we were the only three brothers. It was me and two other brothers that pledged the fraternity at my school. We got pledged by some grad brothers from Jacksonville, Mississippi. And they were living in Oakland, California. So I went to Cal State Hayward and joined four brothers from Cal State Hayward and two graduate brothers, which were city council members in the city of Compton, and the three of us from UC Davis that made up the line that was known as the Nine New Carnations. We were the founding fathers of a chapter that had been inactive for like 20 years. And it was Delta Beta is the name of the chapter. So we became members of Delta Beta. And Delta Beta was the chapter that we all were pledged under. So I had three brothers, me, Gregory Girard, and I became the vice president of the chapter. Von Johnson was from Baltimore, and he had grown up with the Beta Club, and he was the president of the chapter, and we called him Reverend Jaws. And Anthony Lunnon was my other brother that became the secretary and the treasurer of the fraternity. So the three of us were the only Sigmas on the campus at the time that we pledged, and they had 10 Kappas, Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity that wears red and white, and they had 12 Alphas, which was black and gold, and they had 4 Omegas, Omega Psi Phi, which was purple and gold. So we were the first of three brothers on the campus representing Phi Beta Sigma. And I was the vice president, and I was also the dean of pledges, and I was also in charge of the Sweetheart organization, the female auxiliary girls that held bake sales for us and helped us raise money for the pledges to have their membership fees to become members. So I had the responsibility of bringing up and recruiting the brothers that wanted to pledge the fraternity. And I ended up recruiting 12 members that became the members of the first pledge line at UC Davis, which was known as Coranda. And they were the Coranda 12, and they were the first members of Phi Beta Sigma. And when they pledged and crossed in April of 1979, we suddenly became the largest fraternity at UC Davis. We went from being the baby of the bunch to being the biggest fraternity on campus. Because with the three of us and the 12 of them, we became 15 members strong. Plus, we had 20 sweethearts, which made us a formidable force, where we were seen everywhere on campus. Our colors, blue and white, were seen everywhere. And our sweethearts wore powder blue and navy blue, and they were seen everywhere. So we became a noticeable force on the campus. And every Wednesday on the school campus in the cafeteria, we had a quad area. and everybody would go to the quad area, and that's where you would meet all the black students from the campus. Because all of the fraternities, the AKAs, which were pink and green, and the Delta Sigma Thetas, which were red and white, and then all of the black fraternities, Phi Beta Sigma, which were blue and white, Alpha Phi Alpha, which were black and gold, Kappa Alpha Phi, red and white. So all of the brothers, they would meet in the quad in front of the cafeteria out on Wednesday at 12 noon. And that's where all of the black students would meet. So if you wanted to find somebody black on the campus, that's where you would go. There were 25,000 students at UC Davis, and there were only 1,500 black students. So there weren't a lot of black students on the campus. So if you were to see a black student, you would be really excited, and you would run up to them and say, "Hey, what's happening? What's your name? Where do you live? What's your phone number? Because I want to be able to keep in touch with you." And that's how everybody met. And we would get together, and we would hold functions together, but we all passed out flyers on Wednesday on the day of the Greek Day, which is Wednesday in the afternoon. We met at 12 noon on Wednesday. So when our fraternity was trying to raise money to pay the dues of our first pledge line, we had dances, and I was the DJ for the fraternity. I spun the records. I was on the wheels of steel, and I was on the ones and twos for the party. And I was the DJ that kept the party moving. I was known as Serious Business. That was my nickname. That's what I was pledged under, Serious Business. And my other line brothers, Reverend Jaws, was Von Johnson, and Anthony Lennon was Chazzy Wazzy. Chaz was his line name. And then we had the first line was The Rock. Covington Only was The Rock. And then Lamont Benson was Benny. And then Derek Harbin was called Ice, and then Carl Houston was Dr. Duck, and Byron Webb was called the Webman, and Gary Live was Live Esquire, and Bruce Perry was called Teddy P, and Roy Grievous was Big Mac, and Wharton Simmons, Larry Wharton Simmons was, I don't remember his frat name, but that made the 12 that was on the line. So those were our nicknames, and all of our sweethearts had names, but I can't remember all 25 of their names right now. But I started DJing, and we would raise the money, and every year, for 3 years, I DJed the parties for our frat, and I got a reputation for being the DJ master, and I was also in charge of all of the stepping, because we used to go to step competition, and I would be the leader of my step team. In fact, my frat name was Brother Serious Business, alias the Dance Master, student of the martial arts, and professor of the verbal rapability. And if you pledge my frat, that's how you would greet me with that term. So I was serious business, and I was serious about the business of getting serious. I had a T-shirt that said that. And I pledged brothers at Sacramento State, which was 30 minutes east of UC Davis, and I pledged like eight brothers out of Sac State on the first line, and we all became, we were like 25 brothers strong in Delta Beta Chapter. But after we got the brothers from Sac State, we ended up getting our own chapter at UC Davis, and we were known as Lambda Kappa, LK, which is the Lady Killers. That's how we got known in the fraternities at the school. So we went and we performed at all of the Greek shows, and we put on the best marching in Northern California. We were the marching team, the best marching team in Northern California. And we had brothers that came up from Los Angeles that used to always win the step shows in Northern California, and they were the West Coast stepping champs. So we went behind them, and we finished second at two or three of the step shows because they came up and they were very professional, and they always had better steps than we did, but they had been stepping longer than we had. So
you were
now,
they were stepping or marching?
They were stepping. It was like a drill team step where you did stepping and then you did hand clapping and you did different routines with your hands, and the step had a certain rhythm to it that made it real fancy. And we had complicated steps and claps where it was hard for people to copy our style. So we became the West Coast stepping champs.
Yeah, they still do that though, Craig.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I'm glad that we're still entertaining the audience at the colleges, because the step shows was the best part of being in the fraternity or entertaining the sorority girls. Being a stepper gave you a lot of pride, gave you a lot of dignity, and gave you a good reputation for being a member of the step team.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my team mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. said she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you doing today? Are you enjoying today's radio show? It's been full of a bunch of information about Phi Beta Sigma fraternity and all the activities that I was involved in with the fraternity. Well, now it's time for me to involve some of my fan club members. We have an opportunity for the fan club members to call into the radio show and win $50. That's right, they can win a $50 cash prize that I have right here in my hand to give away to them if they can answer a question. And the question is, if they can name this movie that we have, that we're going to play an excerpt from, and see if they can identify the name of the movie. And if they can, they can get $50 cash money from me, G Money, right here, right now. So all they got to do is call in, and I'll take caller number 9. We'll say number 9, since January 9th was the day of our fraternity anniversary. I'll say number 9. So I'll take caller number 9. If you can call in and identify this movie, tell me what the name of the movie is, you can win $50. Now, this is only for fan club members, so if, in order to be a fan club member, you go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you look up fan club information and sign up to be a fan club member. And then you can participate in all of the activities that we have on the radio show directed toward the fan club members. So now, DJ Papa D plays a clip from the movie, and then we'll play a song, and we'll see if we get 5 minutes, and if a fan club member can call in and identify the movie, they can win $50, and that will be the first giveaway for the year 2021. So let's see what our luck is like this year, how we're going to start the year off with 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, play the excerpt from the movie, and we'll see if we can get fan club members to identify the movie.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That was an interesting clip. Okay. DJ, play that clip one more time so that everybody can really get a good hearing on what's being said in the clip and see if they can use that to identify the story.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's interesting. I think he said, I'm sorry, Dave, but I can't do that. I think that's
I'm sorry, Dave. Said. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yep, that's what he said. So let's see if you can identify the movie. You got 5 minutes to call in and identify the movie. So I'm taking the ninth caller. And in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play GG Money. GG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born for our listening audience. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Money, all the girls love me 'cause I'm blowing.
And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl, but you need to come check me out.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I hope you're enjoying today's radio show. Well, I had an opportunity for fan club members to win $50, but today no fan club member called in. So nobody got the opportunity to win $50 today. So we'll just have to save that for tomorrow's radio show and see what we can come up with as far as fan club winners tomorrow. But anyway, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I have people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that people can follow the show all over the world. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer, helping us out with the music and the sport and the jokes and the stories. Yes, without him, we couldn't do anything. So thank you, brother. It's been a pleasure. And now I think it's time for us to pray. So I'm out of here. Thank you for listening to today's radio show. And I hope you come back and join me tomorrow for the radio show at 3 o'clock. I'll be back on the air again for your listening pleasure. So good night. Until tomorrow. Be careful, be safe, and wear a mask so that you don't catch any contagious diseases out there. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Hey, now let's pray.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asian and Mexican Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. Was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.